IVM.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Page 10. We are recording on the 20th of March 2023. My name is Abbas. I'm your host. With me in the studio, we have two panelists. We have our producer Nikhil Joshi.
Hello.
And we have someone who's not been on the show for quite a while. Also an employee of IVM. She works as a producer here, Jalasmi Hathi.
Hello, hello. I'm so happy to be back.
So our regular panelist Meghnath is not with us this week because he's fallen sick and he's just taking a bit of a rest day. So when the cat is away, the mice will play.
Nice.
We are the mice in this situation.
Yes.
So in case you're watching Page 10 for the first time, Page 10 is our current affairs show hosted by me, where the panelists bring at least one piece of news that happened preferably in the past week, and they give us a lowdown on explainer of what the piece of news is, and then we have a healthy discussion about it. This is the All About Now YouTube channel from IVM Podcast. It also features two other shows, ELI 10 and How to Citizen, both one hosted by Meghnath, one co-hosted by Meghnath. You can check out all those episodes on this feed as well. And without further ado, let's start with Nikhil. Nikhil, what do you have for us this week? Let us know.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about a bit of a tragic news that happened in our city, that is Mumbai, in the past week. So a slum colony located in Malad East, that is a part of Mumbai, the suburbs of Mumbai, caught on fire. Mm-hmm. And nearly 2,000 huts and settlements were burnt to the ground in a matter of an hour and a half. It was a level 3 fire. The huts were spread over the area of 10,000 square meters that were caught on fire. This has left about 1,000 families homeless overnight due to the fires, and because the re-establishment has not yet begun. So they're still homeless under the weather, completely exposed and under the open sky. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that has happened since then, the update on the situation is that the state government, the Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra, Devendra Fadnavis, has established a SIT, that is a special investigation team,
right,
to look into the matter, because this is third search matter in Mumbai where fires have begun and have, you know, completely swallowed thousands and thousands of establishments. A recent event, similar event also happened in Dharavi a week or so ago, where about 800 houses were burnt down in fire. A similar event happened in Bhandup recently. So the SIT is essentially established to sort of look into it to see if there's any malicious intent behind the fires, because this is too frequent and there is a chance that it might be, you know, there might be more to it than just an accident. So on surface level, it looks like the fire began after an LPG cylinder exploded in one of the huts. Mm-hmm. And then because the huts were made of cloth and the overlaying cover, the plastic cover that they use, and wood and all the inflammable materials,
right,
it just kept on spreading and spreading and spreading. And because it was located over a hill and in an area that is a little bit foresty, because this is closer to the RA forest area also, right?
Which has been in controversy.
Exactly. Yeah. So because it's a larger part of that entire hill, there is a hill located in the heart of Mumbai, right? That is the national park and the RA colony and the entire area. So this is also located close by to that. So this is also located over the top of a hill in the middle of the forest sort of situation. So it took even more time for the fire extinguishers to reach the spot.
Right.
So due to which the time to control the fire took a little bit longer. So far, unfortunately, one person has been identified dead. I think there are two more casualties to it, and missing persons, we are yet to know how many people have been missing. The search operation is still going on for all the missing persons.
Is there any are there any pointers about what's similar about the pattern of these fires which have occurred?
So more, of course, we'll find out as the SIT reports come out,
right,
but at least on surface level, it looks like they almost always start from either a short circuit or like an LPG cylinder that blasts out. LPG cylinders, right, that makes me very curious here as well, because one of the things that was stark in this particular matter as well is people left out of their homes holding the LPG cylinders in hand, and they were like, ye bachana padega kaise bhi karke, because number one, it's very expensive,
right,
and number two, the most common cause of fire is going to be an LPG cylinder going off,
right,
because all of these huts, they're located so close to each other. That is what I was going to talk about. That's the larger point I'm trying to make, is the hut and the slum problem that we have here in India. Now to call it a problem sounds insensitive, but here's the thing, even the people living in the slums do not deserve to live like that. So
totally.
So we should not be afraid of calling it a problem. It is a problem. It's a problem for the people dwelling in the slums also, and for everybody else in the city as well.
Mm-hmm.
By no means am I trying to demean the people by saying that it's it's a problem, but it is a problem. I'll tell you a few quick numbers, right, about the urban population and how much of it is located in slums. So for Mumbai, to start with, nearly 50%, a little bit over 50% actually, population of Mumbai dwells in slums. And I'm not talking about the SRA, that is the Slum Redevelopment Association, ka jo buildings bante hain bade bade, and there they are relocated. Talking about actual slums like Appapada, like we have in Dharavi, like we have in Malwani, in Kandivali as well. So these large slums. So half the population of Mumbai resides in slums. Nearly 20% of Delhi's population resides in slums. Nearly 10% of Bangalore's population resides in slums. And these are ultra metropolitan cities, right? They have like what, more than half of the country's wealth is located in these cities. Like we know how much money Mumbai has. And so at the same time, we have people living like this in the same city. We share the same city with them. Like we have the ivory towers and we have the slums. And this is a problem that is never addressed. Like we still have people surviving over just one common water tap, just absolute bare minimum access to sanitary washrooms and toilets and all of that. They're still using common toilets, they're still using common washrooms, and we've just come out of a pandemic. Now think of a situation where you have a disease that is a respiratory illness that spreads through contact, right, that spreads through close contact, and then you are forced to use the same washroom as everybody else in the locality, right? There's one washroom per every like what, 100 people, and you're forced into using that just because whatever employment opportunity you have is happening in the city. So you have to stay in the city with these people. So that was the larger point I'm trying to make, is that the slum cluster problem that we have in India, and for how long is it going to last? And what's heartbreaking is we have not seen enough people talk about this. Like we've not seen enough people talk about the fact that 1,500 families were rendered homeless overnight. They were left under the open skies. And
plus it rained so much.
Exactly. In Mumbai, you know that even though it's March, it rained yesterday.
Yeah.
So like rains, humidity, heat, all of it, straight under the weather. And so the state government so far has said that the inquiry is going on, and once it finish, which God knows when it will, appropriate accommodation will be done to all the people. Like they will be given financial aid or homes or whatever is deemed fit according to the losses that they've borne. So that's where we are at with this.
Okay, I have a lot of points and questions flying in my head, okay? I'm going to try and consolidate them. One is, if you're a Mumbaikar, you will recognize this place. How? Ye Omkar Altamont ke piche wala area, right?
Yes.
On the highway.
I think yes.
Okay. So do you think that that big building, which is apparently rich people's building, rasta nahi hua hoga na to for the fire brigade to even go inside?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking. So maybe that is one problem, one privilege problem that one needs to highlight.
Oh, actually the fire brigade department did say this, that because the lanes were narrow and it was located on top of a hill, so there was no way for the bigger sort of equipment and the bigger trucks to enter the lanes. So they had to use the smaller ones or take a pipe into it manually and then hose it down.
Okay. So ye to maine to dekha bhi nahi tha. I just thought of the geography and I'm just like, wait, this could have been one big problem. Secondly, I've also observed that these slums, ghar nahi hai sirf. Baki, I've worked in Dharavi for some time and I've observed all of this. Every house will have a cylinder. They will have an AC, in fact. Yeah. They will also have a TV. Now, imagine all these electrical equipments with no proper circuit or no proper electric configuration. They are just there in the house. And it's as good as having, you know, multiple 1500 whatever ACs in a very small geography.
Yeah.
So it's a living hazard right there. I don't understand how it has not been highlighted so far. I also wanted to check that, there are slum rehabilitation development programs happening. There are buildings made to rehabilitate these people. And what I've heard is that ye log wo sare gharon ko rent pe de dete hain and they stick to living in the slum.
Yeah.
So, solution to nikla hi nahi.
Exactly.
And inquiry karo, it's okay. Whatever inquiry, you might try and think ki chalo crime hua hoga to kya. But listen, the main problem is right in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
I don't think they need to wait for an inquiry and the answer to that inquiry to come to implement a solution.
Exactly.
This is Appapada, right?
Yeah.
Where I live. Thakur village, there is a place called Damunagar.
Yeah.
Similar Thakur college wala hai na tu.
And I think even Damunagar had an incident like a couple of years ago.
Damunagar had an incident. My so many of the house helps in my building live there. We've heard them. We've tried to help them. So, ye jahan jahan, wherever these slums exist, this problem is going to be there.
Exactly.
You are living in a very high, dangerous zone, to be very honest.
Exactly, yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, I haven't seen any media people actively cover this, although this is right in the middle of Western Express Highway.
Exactly.
Times of India ki office bhi wahi, printing press at least wahi kahi pass mein hai.
Yes.
I only saw Andheri West shitposting cover it, to be very honest. And I think people who are listening, you should go to that Instagram page. It's called @AndheriWestShitposting. They have a rundown of whatever's happened, whoever's helping. So if any of us can help, contribute or something, then that'll be great.
Exactly. So they have a lot of contacts that they've mentioned in the post itself, through which you can reach out to the people and you can sort of provide them with the help that they will need.
And you know, there is one guy I would like to mention. His ID is Nightclub Comic. I don't know if it is verified or he's a journalist or something, but what he's written is that, especially for Mumbai cars, whenever you buy land, you should try and dig deep about the history of the land.
Yes.
Kahan se acquire ki hai? Who are the builders? You know, is it owned by some illegal people? Is it built on some illegal land? You know, it can get raised. It can have. You don't know the history. Impossible ki yahan pe 100 log reh rahe the.
Exactly.
Unko beghar karke aapke liye ghar banaya gaya hai. So, I mean, it's not something to be taken lightly for sure.
Yeah, and I think at least from the personal experience of both a Mumbaikar and also a little bit about me, I come from a background jahan log bhi, I have grown up in Achol, like till my final year of college. So that's like 22. I have grown up in Achol, which was like community living. We had a common toilet that we had to share. For a great part, we also had common tap water that we had to share. So the whole routine, like you have to wake up at 5, fill up water, take it to your home, and that's all the water you get for the entire day. So that's what happens, right? This is a very vicious circle.
Very vicious circle. Unko to medical facility bhi kahan mili hogi?
They are living an extremely sum-zero life. Like they will never be able to make enough money to break out of this circle. Because what's happening is the other 40-50% of the city, that is the ivory tower people like us now, thankfully we have been, and my father has been, managed to break out of it somehow and to, you know, establish himself in a little bit of a better position. But not everybody is fortunate enough. So people like us, the counterparts who are given more privilege and who are given more access to resources, I think the larger problem lies with us, not with them. It's because we refuse to just speak about it ever and just completely brush it off is why these problems keep on going. Like I was having a discussion with my friend recently about something similar. Like imagine getting happy about just the fact that they lit up the highways and they put up lights across the highway.
Oh,
I'm like, bro, tu raste ka quality dekh. The quality of that road is shit. It doesn't matter if they light it up with 15 different colors of lights. Yeah. If the road is shit, the road is shit. And
electricity, kahan se aa rahi hai? The government is paying.
Exactly.
But the government doesn't have money to pay for these people.
They have
inko electricity at least mil sake.
Exactly. So that's the thing. Like, I was having a discussion with them and they were like, but we can't take this for granted. We can't take this thing that, you know, we are allowed so much freedom in the city and that, you know, we can dress a certain way and do a certain thing at whatever time of the day. And we are allowed to do that and we should not take it. Should not be taking this for granted. I was like, no, you should be taking this for granted. This much is guaranteed to you by the constitution of the country. Don't be happy about the fact that you're allowed to do these things.
Hmm. Yeah.
You are entitled to this and so much more. And it's because that we are happy with whatever little cosmetic changes that we keep on getting in the city. The main fundamental changes never happen.
Hmm.
Like, how long before a city at the scale of Mumbai fixes its pothole problems, man? Like, how much more do you need? You're the richest municipal corporation in Asia. You have more money than fucking Moscow, Tokyo, Beijing and all of these. You have more money than all of them. How long before you fix this problem?
Yeah.
And they will never fix this problem because it's been a year and a half since we don't have a municipal corporation, by the way.
Yeah.
Mumbai doesn't have one. We are completely ruled by the officials and the bureaucrats right now because the elected legislation, they were diluted because their tenure was finished.
Yeah.
And we never had an election after that. But who cares? Mere ko raste pe lights dikh rahe. Who cares about that?
Yeah.
So I think that's the larger problem, is the delusion of the ivory towers that leads to the fall
that's
of these
the
people.
That's the thing. G20 ke liye you covered the slums.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, hey, look.
Like, oh my
look
God.
Look at them.
How bad? Like, you can keep on doing these cosmetic changes, bad, but nothing's gonna get improved as long as you don't fix it.
Yeah. It's totally, matlab, skin pe sab hai. Makeup se tumne cover kiya.
Exactly.
Ultimately,
that's not gonna...
problem to hai hi.
One day the makeup will come off, no?
Exactly.
Yeah. I just want to ask one last thing before we move on. So the SIT report, SIT committee that has been asked to investigate, you said the area falls near the RA forest area.
Yes. Now, we another know, thing to consider.
We know that we had a change in government in Maharashtra amongst a lot of turmoil.
Yeah.
And the outgoing dispensation was not in favor of deforesting RA for quote-unquote development. But this one is.
Yeah.
So how fair do you think even the SIT investigation will be? Because at the end of the day, Devendra Fadnavis and Eknath Shinde are in favor
exactly.
of
exactly. So yeah, I mean, you know, they are not gonna care about trees. What makes you think they are gonna care about anything else?
Right.
We never know. I mean, let's not make any tall claims. And you know, we are talking about manslaughter at the end of the day. Let's not make any tall claims. But like, so many fires happening so frequently, man, and only in specific areas. We don't hear often about like normal residential areas, like say Thakur Village where you come from, or Mahavir Nagar, another very ultra posh area of Mumbai where I come from. Wahan pe to nahi ho rahe fires.
That's the thing. We have appliances, but we live in a proper building.
Exactly.
Jahan pe earthing ki hui hai.
Exactly.
And bahut hi rare chances hai. But yahan pe they are living very dangerously. And let me tell you, ek to garmi badhne wali. It's going to get very hot. It's the, I think, El Nino years which is starting. So even a small glass piece lying in RA forest has the power to
burn it down. Yeah.
Wo alag baat hai ki somehow also it can burn down if some people want.
Exactly.
But this is how close we are. This is how dangerously we are living.
Yeah.
So it's just
exactly. Like for Dharavi, for example, Dharavi has the world's highest population density.
Yeah.
Concentrated in a small area.
Yeah.
Imagine an incident like this happening in Dharavi. Just it's unfathomable how much can go wrong.
And not just people, Dharavi has resources.
Exactly.
Human resources. You have industries inside it. There are so many people who, I don't know how to say it, but who work at the sort of helping jobs.
Yeah.
Your air traffic controllers, you have the people who help you in the house, people who help you in the office. You cannot take any of this for granted. It's like we are all working. It's a structure. It's the structural functionalism ki theory thodi si aa rahi hai dimag mein. So if one falls, the other will fall.
Yeah, it's all domino effect.
Cannot, you know, just let this go.
All right, thanks for that, Nikhil. It'll be interesting to see if something really comes out of this. And
please let them not wait for the inquiry ka answer to implement a solution.
Yeah, I mean, I hope the people who've lost their homes find some kind of remuneration soon. Thanks for that, Nikhil. Let's move on to my piece of news. After that very heartfelt piece of news from you, my thing is like the regular political rigmarole that happens. So we covered this couple of episodes, or maybe was it last episode, when you talk about Rahul Gandhi's controversial statements when he went to the UK, where he said that democracy is in danger in India and minorities are suffering, and there was a huge uproar about it.
The previous episode.
So this week the BJP sort of tried to elongate that uproar a little bit by officially demanding the speaker to suspend Rahul Gandhi from the Lok Sabha for his statements. And a few hours after this demand was made, Rahul Gandhi was served a notice by the Delhi police about another topic. So I thought it was very ironical that he went abroad and he said that we're living in a time where people are under threat and anybody who speaks against the government gets served. And then he comes back and the exact same thing happens to him. And it was quite ironical. So I'll just mention the name of the MP who was asked for his resignation. So Lok Sabha MP Nishikant Dubey demanded that he should be suspended from the Lok Sabha for contemptuous remarks. He said that the committee should consider if Gandhi should be expelled from the house to give a clear message so that no one takes the pride and respect of high institutions for a ride. and interestingly, the notice that he was served by the Delhi police was actually about something else, where during the Bharat Jodo Yatra in Srinagar, Rahul Gandhi in a speech had mentioned that he has met a lot of women who have suffered from sexual harassment in Delhi. And the Delhi police was like, tell us the identity and names of these victims so that we can start a probe in this. The police had to wait to meet him for 2 hours though, because the Congress workers were protesting outside Rahul Gandhi's house to show the little bit of might that they still have, ke sir ko milne ke liye you have to go through us. So there's nothing really path breaking or groundbreaking here. It's again the political push and pull that we are sadly getting used to.
Yeah.
In the midst of all this, Mamata Banerjee made a statement saying that the BJP does not want to go off the Rahul Gandhi issue because Rahul Gandhi is the BJP's biggest TRP. and they actually want him to be the leader, because as long as Rahul Gandhi is the leader of opposition, nobody will criticize Modi.
Yeah.
Which I think there is a grain of truth in that. But Rahul Gandhi is not the leader of opposition right now. So just give me quickly your thoughts about this, and then we can probably go into a break. Do you see anything changing in the next few years or months?
यार एक तो वो जाता नहीं है पार्लियामेंट
yes.
जब जाता है तो उसको भगा देने की बात करते हैं ये लोग. ऐसे कैसे चलेगा यार, अब क्या किसको बिठाए अपोजिशन में?
I'll tell you the fun thing. I think I saw it on one of these influencer pages that girls find Rahul Gandhi hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay then.
See, thirst is in its own place. I'm not going to discredit anybody. Jealous me, all I'll say is, if you see the average Indian politician, Rahul Gandhi is one of the better looking ones. Yeah, all
like, like, okay. Like, okay. Who amongst the men at least? Who? Chirag Paswan, that's it. Baki to koi option hai nahi aur.
No, I think Shashi Tharoor.
If you're into older men.
Yeah. If you're
No, I'm just saying.
आजकल वो भी दिखते नहीं पार्लियामेंट में यार,
बिकॉज ही इज हैविंग ही इज बीन साइडलाइंड बिकॉज ही ट्राइड टू बी द प्रेसिडेंट ऑफ द कांग्रेस
पार्टी.
आई मीन ही ट्राइड, हिज मैसेज लॉस्ट मिजरेबली.
You asked to conduct an election. He just said yes, koi problem.
Yeah, and secondly, I think he's also a little upset. So he's also not coming out in defense as often as he used to.
Yeah.
So he's writing some books somewhere.
Yeah. But Rahul Gandhi is very like, there is, I don't want to make any tall claims and say that it's his renaissance or anything like that. But there certainly is something going on here.
Right.
Like, he has been in the news more frequently than he used to be. And for better reasons. Like, not just silly reasons like what used to happen earlier.
Right.
It does... All of us know for a fact that there was a complete organized campaign,
of course,
to demean and defame this man, taking shit out of context, what he's trying to say, you know, completely creating a different narrative around him and making him look as stupid as possible, and to give him that label some way or the other. But of late, like, it does seem like BJP is starting to take him a little bit more seriously, because otherwise it would be beneficial if he genuinely was that stupid.
Right.
It would be beneficial for the BJP for him to remain in the parliament, rest assured he'll say something dumb.
Correct.
But if you're asking for him to be thrown out, that means you care about what he's going to say next.
Right.
And of late, all the speeches he's been given, man, good speeches, I must say. Whoever is the speech writer for him, props to them. Great speeches, but also to him, because he chose to finally speak about things that actually matter. And, you know, not just faff about things constantly. Like, still does that to some extent. Like, with the whole Savarkar thing, like, why are you beating dead horses?
Right.
Chhod de, it's not important. It's not going to benefit you in any way.
Yeah. Especially when it's hurting the coalition you have in Maharashtra.
Exactly. Yeah. Why bother at all with that? Just let that be. But of late, there is some change that is going on with Rahul Gandhi, and he is, I think, being taken more seriously.
Yeah.
As for 2024, I still don't think it's big enough.
I don't think so either.
Yeah. Like, it's not big enough to, but I think there will be a dent at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll hold you to that when the election results come out. Jilasmi, anything you want to say before we take a break?
Nope.
Any other thirsty politicians you want to mention?
No.
All right. Okay, at this point, we'll take a short break. If you're watching us on YouTube, please press the like button. Please subscribe to the channel and press the bell icon so that you know when the new episodes go out for all of our three shows. And in case you want to give us feedback, there's an email address we have called allaboutnow@pratilipi.com. So you can write into us as well. Any topics you want us to cover, any panelists you would like to see, we'll try our best to reach out to them. At this point, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll see what Jalasmi has for us this week. So let's take a quick break. And we're back on Page 10 with Jalasmi and Nikhil. My name is Abbas. So Jalasmi, what do you have for us this week? Please tell us.
Some nice fun story about a con man who went to Jammu Kashmir 4 times.
Oh,
okay. And aise hi ghum ke aaya. I'm so proud of him.
I love this story so much.
Okay, so this guy is Kiran Patel. Okay. He's a con man from Gujarat, as per reports. What he did was ki wo char baar Jammu Kashmir ghoom ke aaya. He said, I am the additional director for strategy and campaign in the PM's office. He went to Jammu Kashmir with Z plus security. He roamed in a bulletproof Scorpio. And he was given accommodation at the Lalit Grand Palace.
Okay.
The problem is he also visited all these sensitive areas near LOC. And the thing is, initially, logo ko to just show them that, ha, main VVIP hu, he used to just take names of powerful politicians and influential bureaucrats, you know, behave like a VVIP and, you know, bade log kaise baat karte ho, saib log, used to talk like that. And all these people just believed ki, ha, are, ye to bade log, you know, he's from the PM's office, we should take care of him and everything. And then eventually his cover got blown. People from the JNK police, they are like, yaar, ye VVIP karke ghoom to raha hai, but hai kaun? So what he did was he went to Gulmarg and said that, you know, I'm here to figure out ki hotels ko achhi amenities kaise de sakte hai. Then he went to some places in Kashmir and he's like, you know, how can we, I'm looking for people to apple orchards khareedne ke liye, you know, to see the value, quality, find traders and, you know, all these,
make a deal basically,
business karne ke liye. All this brainstorming he went to do. So then what happened was he was caught on 2nd March when wo airport pe aaya. He went in this bulletproof gaadi, but these people recognized ki something is fishy, so then they caught him. So now according to his Twitter bio, he's a PhD holder from Commonwealth University, Virginia, an MBA from IIM Trichy, M.Tech in Computer Science, and B.E. Computer in L.D. Engineering.
Okay.
He claims to be a thinker, strategist, yes, analyst, yes, campaign manager. So he would also post videos on social media from Gulmarg and from other places in Kashmir. And uske peeche sare security wale ghoom rahe. And he's like, you know, literally that WhatsApp uncle that, you know, main Kashmir mein hu, ye dekho meri security, ye dekho achche achche pahad. So all of that happened and now he's just arrested. So Jammu and Kashmir is, as a government official post karke jana is very risky. Although he's apparently somebody just like a random con man from Gujarat. So his wife, in defense of him, his wife says, my husband is an engineer and I'm a doctor. My husband went there only for development work. He's just an engineer aur kuch bhi nahi hai. And people from Gujarat, on recognizing him, they are like, arre, haan, he's made tall claims to us also. Isne lallu banaya hai. But, you know, don't believe what he says. So I think he's in custody now. And
what was the con? Like, what would he pull off?
He went to Kashmir 4 times on government expense.
Z plus security, which is given to parliament members.
In a bulletproof Scorpio and lived in Lalit Grand. All this for free.
Yeah, for free.
That's not the con.
On our money.
Exactly. Not on our
free.
Money.
He lived on our fucking money.
How did he get away with it? I mean, so long.
By making tall claims.
Yeah. तूने थ्री इडियट्स देखी है?
हाँ.
थ्री इडियट्स में रैंचो का डायलॉग है, यूनिफॉर्म इंपॉर्टेंट है.
सो
ही जस्ट ही ड्रेस्ड फॉर द पार्ट एंड ही गॉट इट मैन.
या वेयरिंग द नेहरू जैकेट.
या मोदी जैकेट.
मोदी जैकेट नॉट नेहरू जैकेट.
सॉरी तौबा.
व्हाट दिस बेसिकली टेल्स यू, यू जस्ट नीड कॉन्फिडेंस टू पोज एंड यू विल गेट अ लॉट ऑफ
कन्विक्शंस.
या
आई एम नॉट सरप्राइज्ड.
आई एम वेरी टेम्प्टेड टू से सॉरी गो अहेड, यू वर सेइंग समथिंग.
नो दैट्स व्हाट आई वाज सेइंग, कन्विक्शन जरूरी है. तू तू लगा के झूठ बोल, मान लेगा सामने वाला.
या ही मस्ट हैव बीन, अरे ये बाइडेन है ना, बाइडेन, अरे इसका तो मैं क्या ही बताऊं. वो तो ऐसे,
या ही वाज लाइक बिजी अटेंडिंग सम इंपॉर्टेंट मीटिंग्स इन जम्मू एंड कश्मीर.
बट आई एम जस्ट वंडरिंग, सो ही शोज अप एट द ललित एंड ही इज लाइक बुकिंग अंडर सो एंड सो, डू दे, आई मीन डू दे नॉट बी लाइक,
दैट्स द थिंग, ऑन ग्राउंड आई डोंट अंडरस्टैंड, लोगों ने चेक कैसे नहीं किया.
अरे ही मस्ट हैव डुप्लीकेट डॉक्यूमेंट्स,
आई एम श्योर. ही मस्ट हैव लाइक हिज को कंस्पिरेटर conspirators also who call on his behalf and be like, मैं PM officer बोल रहा हूँ, इस नाम का बंदा.
So ये तो story हमें निकली है, इसमें investigation चालू है कि भाई ये किया कैसे. But I am just saying that, wow.
It's like that.
चार बार कश्मीर घूम के आया free में यार.
मैटोरलाल ने ताजमहल बेच दिया था वैसे.
Exactly. It's like Bunty or bubbly shit.
Yeah. Just Bunty. Totally Bunty bubbly shit.
Was his wife aware that he's a con man?
Or was she just in
not
love?
Not really, but she defended him. So
exactly, either she's in on it or he conned her as well.
Yeah.
Right, while getting married.
Yeah. It's like that aamdani athanni kharcha rupaye. Main Hyderabad ja raha hu bade job pe. Turns out that Shakti Kapoor is a con and he's making these people's life also miserable.
Man was just living his dream, man.
Yeah. His Twitter bio reads like a ideal shaadi.com bio data.
Thinker,
like ye bhi kiya hai,
analyst,
ye bhi kiya hai, ye bhi kiya hai.
Strategist.
Campaign manager.
Yeah. Yes. Definitely manage this campaign.
I was gonna say I see a pattern here of people from Gujarat conning other people, but I'm not referring to anybody or anything.
Yes,
in general.
Yeah. Specific Kiran Patel, specific Gujarat, and specific conning.
But you know what? I mean, to be honest, Jammu and Kashmir is not the ideal place to be caught because it's a sensitive area.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you don't want to be in a prison there. I feel.
Yeah, like of all places. What's this? All the places.
Of all places.
In this great, wide, vast country and its landscapes, you chose the most
controversial,
most conflicted,
but also most beautiful. I can totally understand.
And what was his purpose to go to the LOC just to show off?
Ha! Arey, main government se aaya hai. Government, I will go.
Arey, wo
show me LOC. I want to see planning. I want to see strategy.
Wo Shehbaz Sharif ko call kar rahe the. Tum bhi aao LOC pe aao.
For all you know. Yeah. Wow. Dangerous.
Yeah, dude. What the fuck? Will he be able to like? Will anybody be able to like just pose as a government official and like do foreign deals and shit?
It's scary also.
Next thing we know. अपन बॉम्ब ऑर्डर करके डिलीवर हो गए, किसी को पता ही नहीं है मंगाया कि जस्ट सम रैंडम गाय.
यू जस्ट नीड टू नेम योरसेल्फ इन सच अ वे दैट पीपल विल बी लाइक ओह हां आओ आओ वेलकम वेलकम. But no, I mean, it's still a harmless to nahi bol sakte, but just a gujju guy who
it could have been
far worse.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
It would have been so much worse.
Police, the JNK police, the people, officials who are checking and frisking and looking at documents, guys, pull up your socks.
Yeah.
This
and
really dude, shouldn't have got away like this.
This guy, he made reels there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not just videos, the proper full-fledged
reels.
Piche background. म्यूजिक वगैरह
इन्फ्लुएंसर शिट ब्रो.
अरे ब्रो पीछे मतलब आर ऑफिसर्स एंड पर्सनल होल्डिंग फकिंग गन्स इन हैंड बिहाइंड हिम एंड स्टैंडिंग और ये चल रहा है बर्फ में ऐसा पॉकेट में हाथ डाल के.
आई थिंक इट्स इलीगल आल्सो बिकॉज़ पीपल from the defense forces are not allowed to, you know, come on social media
right.
Unke liye, this is all
it's a violation of their privacy also.
Exactly, their privacy also. It's, you know, you're giving location, geotagging
secrets.
And everything is happening. Tum peeche ka wo view sab bata rahe ho.
Right.
Anybody, this information
LOC
can
pe
get
jaake live
stream
kar rahe
guys,
ab aaj yahan LOC pe khade
hai. Are your social media pages still active?
I haven't checked, but Twitter to hai.
Okay.
Twitter will remain.
In Instagram,
yeah, this is quite risky, but it seems like the guy was just looking out for himself. At least doesn't seem like he had sinister plans. What's the gentleman's name?
Kiran Patel.
Kiran Patel, we wish you all the best.
I mean,
and
didn't have sinister plans, but sure was a fucking dumb fuck. You risk
was he?
National security. Holy like, why Kashmir? Why of all places?
Yeah, it reminds me of that special 26 case also.
Name three movies already, jealous feeling.
Arey, I was just, pata ye, when I was reading this story, I'm like, oh no, will Akshay Kumar star in this movie now?
And you're the one with the movie podcast.
Because age-wise, abhi Akshay Kumar is age mein pahunch gaya. I can
totally see Akshay Kumar doing this.
Kiran Patel and Akshay Kumar look also quite similar. Yeah. I'm like, oh no, one more biopic.
Like, tere ko Lalit mein jana tha, Bombay mein bhi hai Lalit. Udhar tak kyun gaya?
But this reminds me of Oye Lakki Lakki Oye.
But Bombay ki Lalit mein to room mein baithna padta na usko. Yahan pe he can go to Gulmarg.
LOC tak ja sakta hai.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my god. The more you think about it, the more you start to realize ki just how bad things could have gotten.
You think the first time he must have gone for kicks and then he liked it so much. I was like, let's turn it up a notch. Let me go one more time.
No, but kuch to hoga. I mean, some money making plan, something.
Course,
wo dheere dheere pata chalega. But whatever he did, like, stupid. stupid, yeah.
Brilliant but stupid. Okay, thank you, Jalasmi. That was a very interesting story. That brings us to the end of this week's episode. Once again, if you're watching us on YouTube, please press the like button, subscribe to us, press the bell icon. If you're listening to us on an audio platform, please rate and review us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and or any other platform you're listening on. And email is allaboutnow@pratilipi.com. Send us some feedback. Hopefully, Meghnath will be back next week and we'll have a new panel. Before we wrap up, Nikhil, where can people find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram, Joshi_Nikhil311. I don't have my own picture as the display picture. Only real men of culture know what my display picture is. I will not explain.
Oh, wait, I'm going to check it out right now.
Yeah, who is that guy?
I'm not going to explain. I will not explain.
I remember you had Brahmanandam as your last DP.
Yeah.
Now it is
Brahmanandam
somebody
was
else.
Way back.
Let me find out if I'm a man of culture.
You're not.
I have no idea.
Definitely
who
this not.
Person is. So please tell.
Offline, you have to tell us. Online, maybe you can't.
Sure. Please put in the comments if you recognize who Nikhil's display picture is. And there are no reels of Nikhil from the LOC.
Never.
We can assure you that.
Never, guys. Oh my God. Just no.
Jalasmi, where can people find you online?
I am Jalas95 on Twitter. My DP is that of Muriel from Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Okay.
You all will find out.
I'm in my 30s, guys. My photo is my DP. You can follow me.
From this very seat itself, in fact. With the exact same background.
Yes. On Twitter, Abbas Momin, @AbbasMomin, and Instagram, @AbbasMomin88. Alright, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week with a new panel and new topics. Till then, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.